And we're speaking right now with the CEO of Eisner Amper, Charlie Weinstein, looking forward to 4 years of doubling Eisner Amper from what it is right now in size, revenue-wise and employees-wise and office-wise. You're opening in Dublin in the next month or so, and also going to be opening offices in China, Hong Kong in the next 4 years.
We hope to. That's our plan.
You say it's your clients that are dictating that.
Yeah, the world has gone global. Our clients are driving our expansion across the globe, and it's a very exciting time for us.
So how concerned are you then about a China slowdown, even if it's just half a percentage point in growth? You know, when you hear stories about the People's Bank of China, you know, lowering reserve ratios and so forth, does it get you a little bit concerned that all this investment money coming out of the country might trickle and maybe even start disappearing?
I think the trend is actually just beginning. So right here in the U.S., we're the most robust investment market in the world. And in terms of stability, I think the rest of the world looks to the U.S. And part of the trend for us to go global is to make sure that we can access those opportunities for our firm.
So what's fascinating to me is to think about customers and a global economy and global business and markets, because now you are expanding your offices, but why does a company, let's say I'm doing business in the Middle East, why do I choose Eisner Amper, right, that started in New York, you've grown across the country, why do I choose you instead of someone in my home country?
Sure. Well, what we will do is our intention is to have local partnerships. So as a matter of fact, in Dublin, when we open our office on May 8th, we'll be working with a group of tremendous professionals. So we'll have local expertise, we'll have global expertise, and we will have access to a tremendous array of talent in your local market.